This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Our next guest joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's big. He's bald. He's a mother wall. Brad Guzan. Guz joins us, man. And first off, how's the recovery with the Achilles, man? I've seen some of the videos, but how are you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? The recovery, it's going well. It's going really well. I'm getting after it with the rehab, and knock on wood, no setbacks or anything like that. So it's been good. I'm 10 weeks to, this is my 10th week this week. So I'm able to start seeing some real progress with, out of a boot, being able to walk, start doing, I'm in the gym doing tons of exercises, things like that. So that part is good for the mentality, right? Just because you, as an athlete, and when you're injured, you want to be able to see some progress, and I'm certainly been making progress.
Brad's on Twitter at @BGuzan. You can give him a follow there. Brad, you were on Bally Sports South here recently. How did you enjoy that? And let's ask. I mean, is that something that you're interested in doing after your playing days are over?
I had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Potentially could be something down the road, far, far, far down the road. like I said, I had a good time. It was a great experience. The timing of it worked out in terms of, not really being a league game, obviously, but being able to jump up there and see what that is all about. It was a really good experience.
You didn't put any wrestling moves on Kevin Egan, did you, or anything like that?
I didn't. I did get carried away a few times. I forgot that we were on camera. I forgot, that I was broadcasting, and I'm yelling out random, words that were okay for TV. So that was positive. But just, just random antics and whatnot that normally I'm able to do when I'm back in the goal standing by myself. That all of a sudden I'm standing next to him. So he got a few back slaps, a few chest punches. Right. But he's all right.
All of a sudden, there's a breakaway, and Kevin Egan, and now it's 2-on-1, and you hear Brad go, Kelly Clarkson! Anyway, Guz is with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Brother, now to lose Lennon, and we'll start chronologically. We already talked about how much you mean to the team, but to lose a guy like Miles, and we talked to Carlos Bocanegra at the training facility a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying, if there's a turnover, there's a defensive breakdown, Miles' speed and his athleticism, Brad, could really save the day, and you just can't replace something like that, can you?
You can't. You really can't. And I mean, the year that he had last year, right? The year that he was, going into this year with everything that was on the table for him himself personally, you're obviously devastated for him to suffer such a terrible injury, right? But the qualities that he brings to our group and the qualities that he brings to our team, it's near impossible to replace. And when you lose someone like that, it almost has to alter the style and the way that we play, because obviously he's able to put out fires that other players just can't do it, just because of his athleticism and his ability to run guys down and defend. And so you end up, it's not just the fact that you're losing one guy, you're now changing almost, I wouldn't say the identity or the tactics or anything, but you're changing the idea is a little bit of where do we start our defensive line? How do we defend? Do we have to be a little bit more cautious in terms of leaving an extra body or a half a body, someone, a little bit in the towards the back line to protect them a little bit more, just because Miles isn't back there,
Atlanta goaltender Brad Guzan joining us on the WadeForward.com hotline. And to piggyback off that, Brad, I mean, I know injuries are part of the game, and I know, you know, athletes are going to say, look, it's next man up. We have to just do what we have to do. But there is kind of coming to a point where, you know, you're getting so many injuries that are not just a week or a couple of days or whatever. You know, it's season ending, 8 weeks, 2 months, 4 months. I mean, this team is having to absorb a lot that, you know, in a sport where you can't just, you know, always call up your minor leaguers, right, and bring guys up or go sign guys off the streets. It's got to be getting harder and harder just to try to get any sort of flow or consistency in your lineup from week to week.
It is. I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the idea behind fluidity and understanding of the guy next to you that's on the field, right, is that part becomes a lot more difficult because of these crazy injuries. I mean, I've never, one, experienced anything like this, but two, have ever seen anything like this. I mean, if you were to look at our long-term injuries, you know, you would say, wow, I mean, that's near impossible in terms of replacing from a starting 11 aspect, right? But because we do believe in our group, we do believe in the guys that we have within our group, guys have shown that they could step up in play. They've been able to do a job, right, and do it to the best of their ability. But it goes back to that understanding of who's next to you, what are his tendencies, what does he like to do in terms of being on the ball, off the ball, things like that. And that part becomes extremely difficult to get a real, you know, I use the word fluidity amongst the group, amongst the 11 guys on the field. You know what I mean?
Right. It's Brad Guzan with his guys on the WadeForward.com hotline. Atlanta United captain, 64 caps for the U.S. men's national team in net. And Brad, you know, we've said it before, but the style is fun to watch. It reminds you a little bit of like 17, 18 and part of 19, because when Araújo and Almada and Moreno and Joseph, it's a lot of star power moving with the ball. I mean, but it seems like at some point we're going to run out of season. You know, right now we're looking up at the playoff spots, and there's a real beast of the schedule right now, the two New York area teams. Austin's pretty good. Do you feel this team can get on the kind of roll they did last year to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we know that we're capable of it. We know that we can do it. And I think that's probably one of the most frustrating things, right? Because we've shown flashes of brilliance throughout the games that we've played, right? It's just the fact that we haven't been able to put together those brilliant plays, those unbelievable attacking patterns, those unbelievable goals that we've been able to score, and then put it together on the other side of the ball, whether it be from set pieces, whether it be from just cohesiveness and defending as a real unit and a real block. You know, that part has been obviously frustrating. And so when you have those moments of fantastic play, we need to be able to do that now for 90 minutes and make sure that we shore up things on the backside, as well as continue to probe and press forward and have more of those moments where we're scoring goals.
Brad, I don't know how much you know, but when the transfer window opens up, they did bring in a goaltender. They're going to bring in a goaltender from the Mexican League, Raul Gudiño. You know anything about him? Have you heard anything about him? I mean, if you can give us any information, because obviously the transfer window is going to open up in about a week or so here.
Yeah, I mean, him and Prata, they've both been at the training ground. They've both been, you know, training with us within the group. You know, so they're excited, one, to be with Atlanta United, but two, it adds some bodies for our group to continue to improve in all areas. And, you know, that's, again, we talk about what professional sports is all about, right? When you lose two goalkeepers, you know, throughout the season, you at some point you're going to have to replace them, right? And obviously they brought in Rocco earlier, and now they bring in Gudiño. But that's what it's all about in terms of being at a big club, a club that's able to attract international players, players that want to come to the United States, players that want to come to Atlanta United specifically. That's what it's all about. And so at whatever position it is, we're always constantly trying to improve and make sure our group is in a better place than when we started.
I know it's a tough question to ask, but I got to, I mean, when you go into rehab, and I've never had to do it, anytime I've had anything like a any of my L's in the knee. I don't get the surgery. I just hobble around. It's a nightmare, I know, to go through rehab. I mean, do you feel you can get back there and perform at the high level you've been so great the last few years for us? Can you do it again?
No, absolutely. You know, listen, I've, knock on wood, this is my first serious injury, 18 years as a professional, and to go this long. And, you know, I'm, you know, in a weird way, I'm excited by this challenge. There's days that, you know, are more difficult than others. But with that being said, I know I'm going to be able to get back. I know I'm going to get back in terms of, you know, my ability on the field. You know, I know the type of competitor I am, and I still have that burning feeling inside of me. And so that part for me fuels me every day. And, you know, my wife sees it, my kids see it. You know, if you ask the other injured guys in the gym, the energy that our injured crew is bringing to the training ground day in and day out is unbelievable. And so, you know, we're all getting after it. We're grafting. You know, we're excited to all come back from these crazy injuries.
Last thing, Brad, why is playing at the New York Red Bull Stadium been such a house of horrors for United?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know, I don't listen, you know, the stadium's nice, the field's, you know, more times than not, it's the field's in good condition. It's certainly not an intimidating atmosphere when you look at what we play in front of week in and week out compared to Red Bull Arena. You know, for one reason or another, you know, the success hasn't followed. And that's something that obviously we want to look to change tonight. And I know the guys are going to be up for it for sure.
Well, big guy, tell you what, that was a magical night. Man, first of getting the win at Mercedes-Benz with that giant viewing party at Atlantic Station, watching you guys grind out that win and winning on aggregate and then beating.
For sure.
It's been done, so they can do it. Brother, best of luck. Everybody's hitting us up on the text line saying, hey, say good luck to Goose for us. Everybody loves you, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Appreciate
it, guys. Always a pleasure. Can't wait to get back on with you guys.
Thanks,
have a good
man.
One.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.